This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. So the Burger King across the street shut down, and this secret government facility dedicated to monitoring it was abandoned without me noticing. Have I been alone here for months? Maybe I do need to cultivate more of an interest in all the blurry, ill-defined figures surrounding me. Speaking of connecting with other people, yawn. Hello from the Magic Tavern has two live shows coming up in early 2024. The first is in Chicago on Thursday, January 11th at 8 p.m. at Talia Hall. The second is at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on Saturday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Brava Theater with special guest Ron Funches. Tickets on sale now for both shows, and you can find links in the show notes. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and also the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago that I've just found out maybe doesn't exist anymore into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal, I thought, from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. And, oh, yeah, Eggy Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just set down Eggy Baby's cup here to lift him into the cup and set him down.
Oh, I haven't seen Eggy Baby in a little bit. It's almost like a horse situation where we just sort of lost him again.
Careful, Arnie, careful. Yep. Eggy Baby is safe and sound. I've actually put some padding on Eggy Baby. I've drawn sort of a menacing face on him.
Yeah.
Just so at the Wizard Choice Awards, he kind of looks a little intimidating. But I did put some quilted padding around him just so he doesn't crack or break.
Yeah, it's so thoughtful, Chunt.
Yeah, and I combed his hair, and what else?
What hair?
Well, his hair. Arnie, I taped some hay to the top of his shell.
Mm.
Just so he blends in, you know. This will be his first, like, big gathering.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to be self-conscious or, like...
Sure.
You know how, like, all the world is, like, a creature, and you're an egg, and it just feels weird sometimes?
Sure. You know, actually, the more I think about it, I do feel that way sometimes.
Are we sure that's an egg?
What?
Are we sure that's an egg? It's been an egg for like 4 years or something.
It has been an egg for a long time. But
no,
don't
Arnie,
get confused.
This is good.
Chunt just has taped a bunch of shit to this egg. It's still an egg.
All right.
Well, taping hay to the top of its shell is not a bunch of shit, Arnie. Come
well,
on.
Well, look, have you found any hay anywhere in all of it that doesn't have at least some shit on it?
No, you're right. I see it now. Okay. Well, let me take this hay off. Never mind.
But look, we all have at least a little shit in our hair. Am I right?
Absolutely. And speaking of, Usador, congratulations again on winning, I think it was most bird shit and most times saying...
Well, that's an honor to win all of these awards, and I couldn't be more honored. And I couldn't be more covered in bird shit.
Yeah. Oh, and Usador, can you go ahead and give the award for Aegeus Baby, just so he feels like he's part of it?
Oh, sure, yeah. And I wanted to announce... I wanted to announce the award tonight for Eggiest Baby.
What the fuck?
The nominees are... Arnie.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I didn't prepare a speech.
The giraffe with the legs that are a canoe? Or a boat Trombo? Or something? Trombo,
something like
that's
them.
Him.
I think it's Trombo, yeah.
And then, of course, Eggy Baby.
Oh, wow. How unexpected. And
the winner is...
Not Arnie.
Let me open this envelope here.
I didn't prepare a speech, but... I'm probably not going to win, but... Oh, but I might. I could. Suddenly, I think I might have this.
The winner is...
Come on.
Eggy Baby!
Wow! Dee-dee-dee-doo! Oh, buddy, I'm so proud of you! Your first award. Let me... Okay, guys, don't laugh. I made them little arms. Okay, let's put this in your little hand here. All right.
That's so cute.
Thank you.
Well, it's just an honor to be nominated, I guess.
Arnie, you're crying.
I'm just sorry. Quietly devastated.
Did you really think you're going to win Aegeus Baby? What are you doing? You're ruining this for him.
That's the thing. You sort of said my name first, and so I suddenly started wondering if it's like a seated thing where, like, maybe the first is the most likely to win.
Yeah, you started to get out of your seat. You started to get out of your seat,
I know.
Arnie. That's insane.
I think I read this wrong. It says La La Land.
Well, we were all fucking robbed.
As far as I'm concerned, Eggy Baby is the eggiest baby of all the egg babies I knew.
Thank you. I'll make you a trophy at home, buddy.
Can we get some drinks?
I can just conjure a trophy.
Well, that's what I wanted you to do in the first place and have him win, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. Well, I'll grab some drinks. Arnie, what do you want, big guy?
No, I was wondering, should we maybe have Blemish.
Yes. Blemish returns.
First of all, how are you feeling?
How does anyone really ever feel when they work all day long? I guess I feel fine, though.
But you haven't hurt at all. You're healthy and you're well, yes?
Would you like to look under my robes and find out?
No.
Yes, could we?
No.
Look, could everyone take a look?
Fine, a quick peek.
Let me get this off.
This can't be good.
Anything? Does anyone see anything on me?
Just a cat dick.
Anything else?
A healthy cat dick.
Excellent. Then I'll leave this off. What will we have to drink?
Well, I'll have an ostrich stamper.
Yes, and I'll have a buttered cauldron with 10% milk.
Arnie?
I'll have a red potion.
No. Get him a beer.
I have a beer.
Coming right up.
Thank you, Blemish.
Thank you, Blemmy.
Guys, I think things are going really well with Blemish. Our whole plan to have all those Dark Lord memories sucked out of his brain seems to have worked. He seems to be completely not Dark Lorded anymore.
Yeah, yes, but we still can't kill him.
Usador.
What?
Why do you always have to frame things as we can't kill somebody? Yeah, it's going well, but we still can't kill him.
Right. The easiest thing you would think would be to kill him and kill the Dark Lord. But if we kill him, then the Dark Lord's soul is free and won't jump into a new body. So we have to keep him alive. So I've cast some wards and protections around him to make sure that he doesn't get hurt, doesn't slip and fall onto a butter knife or something.
But you have to admit, Usador, that it is on your brain. The other day I introduced you to my friend Willen. When you shook his hand, you said, "Nice to not want to kill you." So,
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah. Chunt, you have a good point, and I'd love to kill you, but we have to go forward with the plans that we have in motion. We have to keep preparing for the Wizard's Choice Award. It's only a week away at this point. Yeah. And we have to make sure that everything's ready. And as much as I'd love to kill everyone at this table, it isn't in the cards right now.
Three beers for everyone. I was sick of trying to remember everyone's order. Three beers it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay, thank you. You know, same old Blemish. Same terrible service.
I think he's himself again, though, which is heartening.
Perhaps if we suppress this Dark Lord forever until I find a way to remove him and dispose of him permanently and...
You know, I was just back behind the bar, and I realized that I had dropped a fork into the deep recesses of the incinerator, and I reached in for it without realizing that the incinerator was on, and I grabbed the fork. It was molten, and I was fine. Look at me. Look at this hand.
Yes, Brad. You shouldn't do that, though. You just got lucky that time. I think you just got lucky. And why are you breathing on my neck?
It's just good to be just using some of your warmth again.
What were you writing down if you forgot all our orders? You wrote down something while you were taking our orders.
Yes, I wrote dick, 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 dick over and over
again. Come on, man.
I've been filling every order book.
You've pressed so hard with that quill. It's like you ripped the shit out of that paper.
Yeah, I fill only one page. I go through all the pages with one strong write.
I blame myself for only teaching you to write and not to read. Because if you could also read, you could just write it once.
Yeah.
And then read it over and over again.
The good thing is, one day that's how books will be made.
Yeah. Mm.
Pressing down real hard on one quill on a big pad of paper.
Mm. I've been trying to sell these. Not a lot of takers.
Blemish, I'm just so happy that we finally let you out of the basement where we've had you trapped for years and years.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
Guys, we're doing good. We're so good. We are good people.
Arnie, Spintax does good. We're doing well. Speaking of doing well, I think we did a really well job of sort of gathering a security team for the Wizard Choice Awards. Arnie, they're on standby whenever we want to call them in.
Let's bring them in. I think let's have a little meeting to prep for the Wizard's Choice Awards, which is, I know, Usador, you said we can never be sure exactly when it's going to happen, but it seems like it's going to happen very, very soon.
Well, my senses tell me that it's going to be happening within the next 6 to 8 days.
Okay.
I'd put it somewhere right in that range.
Oh, here comes Momo. Sprinting over so fast. I forgot. Momo's still big, human-sized. Hey, Momo, careful, slow down.
I'm huge! Yeah. My life is so different. It's so much better.
Oh, really?
In what
way?
Oh,
my gosh. I was so invisible before. You know that I was in most of your episodes. You guys just weren't listening and didn't see me. Can't not see me now. Momo's gigantic.
Stop jumping in front of all of us all
Let's
the time.
Let's wrestle, Arnie. punch.
Momo, can I get you a drink from the bar? Maybe a thimbleful of dew?
That's what the old Momo would order. I want, a whole bucket of blood, I think.
With absolute pleasure.
Speaking of buckets of blood, Krom is over there in that trough.
Yep. Oh, just rinsing my face off in this blood. Hey, everyone. The giant mouse and I make a pretty great team, huh?
I think so. I think you're winning the perfect security team. Now the Wizard's Choice Awards could happen at any second. It seems like they're coalescing sometime shortly in the future, but I need you to be prepared. Have we established a venue yet? A venue will probably just appear, but we should have a plan for, how to go on rounds, protect the people coming in and out, prepare for the blood rain. You know, we should. There'll definitely be people trying to attack us and kill us when there's so many wizards in one place.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that part of the show or just something that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Momo and I have been going around Nimblebottom scouting locations. Depending on the size of the crowd, if it's like a small crowd, there's a really nice barn we saw.
Tasteful.
It's tasteful.
Rustic.
There's a nice big tree where you can get photos done.
Okay.
It's lovely. And if anyone's getting married, I also think it would work for that.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know for the future.
I feel like all the scouting you two have done is why I've been hearing so many rumors this week that people think you two are getting married.
Us?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of, people are saying Chromo. Some people are saying Mom. I think Chromo sounds a little bit better.
I don't.
I can see where the confusion is. She's a giant mouse, not a bear. So I think that you can, but there's a lot of similarities. You wouldn't know, but a mouse blown up to human size is quite bear-like.
Sure. Although, I'm thinking back to when we've been touring all these places and we keep saying things like, oh my gosh, your mom would love this.
I know, and she would. She definitely would. She loves a good venue. She's always been the party planner in the family. Yeah.
We haven't really talked much about your mom, except for the fact that I think she's dead, right?
I hope not.
Oh, sorry, never mind.
True, I haven't called her in a couple weeks, but I think she's okay.
Anyways, boss, you're going to be fine. Momo's been picking fights with people all over town. I'm getting stronger. I feel like I'm on edge constantly. I'm not sleeping more than 2 minutes a night. I'm ready to protect you against anything.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to run through some scenarios that might come up at the Wizard's Choice Awards. Stop drinking that blood.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Oh, I just heard somebody over at the bar saying, Crom and Momo sitting in a tree. Oh my God, the tree's fallen. It crashed on down. Because you're both so big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that happens to me every time I climb a tree. Tree gets ruined.
Do you want me to go say something just to kind of, you know, stamp out these rumors?
No, better not. All press is good press.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Oh, wait.
I don't mind it either.
Momo, I see you have a trapper keeper here. Let me see what it says on the trap.
Don't try now!
Momo the Fingarian.
Who wrote this?
It looks like your handwriting.
Show yourself. Doesn't matter. Crumples it up. Throws it into the sky. What are we talking about? Whoa, what are we
that's
doing?
That's a whole nerve. That's a whole nerve.
It's still going.
How did it do that?
Momo's very strong.
If you are interested in being a Fingarian, Momo, lots of people are relocating there, finding that taxes much cheaper. They can work remotely. It's a great place to relocate.
That's so funny. Tom, that's so funny.
Momo's playing with her fur a lot.
Didn't seem funny.
Yeah.
Your paw tickles my shoulder.
Your paw tickles. What were we talking about?
Security. We have to talk about security. It's very important that you be ready at a moment's notice, constantly. Have your cockles raised and be aware of what's happening around you. Now, here's a scenario. Imagine.
Should our cockles be raised already?
Not you.
My cockles are almost always raised.
A blemish? I'm a little peckish. Could you bring us some mozzarella wands?
Ooh, terrible choice of words, Isidore.
What?
Cockles and peckish?
If someone's saying their cockles are always raised, don't say I'm a little peckish.
Yes. We're all a little peckish. We need some mozzarella wands.
Ooh, actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I don't mind if I do.
Can I get in on that?
Yes, enough mozzarella wands for the entire table, plus some grilled aubergine. For everyone.
I'll be back in weeks.
Weeks? Now, imagine a scenario where Spintax the Green has just won an award and he is accepting it on the stage. But suddenly, Dr. Cold appears out of nowhere, teleporting in to the middle of the room, freezing everyone in his path. What do you do?
Usidor was robbed! Spintax the Green should not have won that award!
Very good, very good. That's exactly correct.
Is the problem that Spintax's speech is going on too long?
Yes, that was the trick question. I don't care if people get frozen. They can unfreeze themselves. They're wizards.
Oh, right. Okay. I would go up and punch whatever wizard's talking too long, and then I would punch the cold guy for good measure.
Nice. Good answer, I was thinking maybe trap door under the stage, drop the wizard through when he's talking too long.
Well, the problem
so funny.
Is that wasn't funny.
It wasn't really a joke.
The problem with that is, Crom, if you put trapdoors under wizards, they just float there, and then they laugh at you.
Okay. I see. Maybe we could put the trapdoor above the wizard.
Now you're thinking.
They float up into it.
Exactly. I would recommend having one under and one below. Open the one below, they start floating, and then you open the one above.
Perfect. Incredible. I am out of blood.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
Lateral
Give us
thing.
Another scenario.
Big sticks of jerky for everyone.
I'm pretty sure that's not what we ordered.
I thought we ordered mozzarella ones.
These are just sticks.
Enjoy them.
Yeah, this is wood.
Try.
This is bark.
Best I could do. I'm in the weeds.
Whatever, I'm hungry.
Usidor, what is the worst case scenario that could happen at these Wizarding Awards? We're not going to let that happen. What's like your biggest fear of what goes down?
Or the worst thing that ever has happened at a Wizard's Choice Awards?
Ooh. Great point, Arnie. I'm your equal now. We're the same. We're the same size, Arnie.
You're
you
really
look at me in the eye.
Well, I'd say the worst thing that has ever happened was the time that the Dark Lord appeared and revealed himself for the first time and declared that he would destroy all of Foon and make everything Ur in his image, and he just decimated hundreds of waitstaff that had been conjured out of thin air, so that was kind of a wash. And then I'd say the worst thing that could happen is...
So wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt. The Dark Lord appeared and just destroyed the waitstaff.
Just to sort of flex.
Huh? Yikes.
That sucks.
Because it was the first thing he did. Like, he's suddenly a gray-skinned, 7-foot-tall being appears and kills all the waitstaff. And you're like, what the hell? Is this part of the show?
So suddenly no one's bussing tables, you know?
Right.
There's just, like, dirty plates
empty water glasses
up.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Now, the worst thing that could happen is we all open our minds at the same time and create a bridge into the Netherrealm.
Oof. Can I punch my way out of that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See? All I gotta do is be able to punch and everything's gonna be fine.
I've been teaching Momo a lot about my philosophies on punching and kicking.
Yes, of course.
And I've been teaching him all about the stuff I'm interested in, and we're going for lots of long walks and picnics as business partners, of course, obviously.
What are the things you're interested in?
Arnie, we've been friends for like 7 years.
Duh.
We just don't know since you've grown if like your interests have grown.
Oh, right. I got into pickleball. I know everyone's into pickleball. Yeah. You're playing with a ball, but the ball's a pickle. Now I just do stuff that people can do. Walk down the street, tip my hat at people. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I do like your hat.
Love your hat.
Thank you. It's huge because I'm huge. So
I'd say your average size.
What? What'd you say to me?
I'd say your average humanoid size. I would say you're huge.
Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom for one moment.
But that's not an insult, is it?
What I'm huge. I am huge. I'm huge.
You store.
What?
Unbelievable.
What did I do?
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not.
You just told Momo to her face that she's only average size?
Well, I thought she would. I thought I didn't want her to get
think
obsessed
about how
with
that
the
sounds
size.
To a mouse that's the size of a human. Okay, think about how that sounds.
I guess you're right.
I think there was an explosion sound in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm back, and I am huge, no matter what you say, Usador.
Well, I was mistaken. You see, I was looking through the bottom of this glass, and I thought you were just average size, but now I see that you're huge.
Common mistake. Sorry about the bathroom.
I'd say you're a real size queen.
Thank you. Thanks. Sorry, Blemish.
Just a second ago, a bunch of porcelain shrapnel struck me all over my naked body at high speed, and yet, look at me. Look at this body. Everyone, look.
Ooh. Oh, yes, some you're covered.
Yeah, all nice right. job, man. Yeah.
Absolutely fine. No cuts. Well, it's so weird.
The thing is, you definitely are cut. It probably just healed real fast because I noticed and I healed you with a spell.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to check with everyone else that we're all seeing the same body and saying that it looks fine.
Crom, it's sort of like what you were just saying about Momo. I think Blemish really needs a pick-me-up right now. He's
been
through
a lot. Momo?
Nothing.
You whispered that to both of us. We're sitting next to each other. See, this is what I mean. Momo, you're so used to Momo being so small.
You two were sitting so close to each other. Yeah, Momo, where'd you get that blanket from?
For warmth. For warmth.
Yeah, that was from me. That's it's a fur blanket. I gave it to Momo. I thought she would use it to keep warm.
Is it bear skin rug?
Yes. Well, of course, yeah.
Why on the back of this blanket does it say sort of a bear?
Okay. If you want some of the blanket, just ask. You don't have to start pulling it over to yourself.
Well,
it's fine.
Regardless, I do want to see hands. Hands, great, thank you. Actually, Blemish, could we
I thought Jamie and Sammy were here for a second when you said hands. I got scared.
Oh, anybody else just get the shivers?
Yeah, I did.
Blemish, why don't you, since we're just kind of trying to figure out the protocols and everything, we're just trying to bond tonight, why don't you grab us a round of shots, please?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And alcoholic special. Shots.
Everyone talk all at once.
Something special, top shelf. Oh, it's just me. Oh, that backfired.
Whatever Chunt's having, top shelf.
Rhubarb. Oh, no, everyone heard me just say rhubarb over and over.
We can always be counted upon to do exactly not what we're asked.
I'll do one cup of blood, and I find, personally, your weird, disfigured little body to be pretty cool.
Good.
I just wrote down dick, and I'll be right back with whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
Huh, all right. Maybe let's run through some more protocols, Usador?
Oh, Arnie, do you have any scenarios that you want to run through?
Okay. So, imagine that you, there's a professor and he's made a time machine. And just when he's about to get in the time machine, the Libyans come and they're like shooting him. They shoot him. But you jump in the time machine just in time to go back in time. Yes, Chant, your hand is raised.
And this professor, you said?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what, probably 10 to 12 years older than me? Like a normal age gap?
No, this is like really old professor.
Huh.
And we're friends, though. And we're all teenagers.
Interesting.
Okay, well, what happens next?
Oh, buckle up, because this is great.
Wow.
Let's take a quick break and talk through this entire scenario, and we'll be right back.
We'll make like a tree and break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
And so then this old guy says, it's not you, it's your kids. And then you have to go into a sequel.
Wow.
Wow.
Great. I love that.
The third scenario you said is the best scenario.
I mean... That's
what you just said, Artie.
That is exactly what I just said.
Interesting. Okay.
Did y'all appreciate how perfectly constructed my scenario was?
Everything
paid off.
Yeah. Twin pines, and then it became the lone pines. Very impressive.
If that scenario happens, I don't really want to stop it, I'll be honest. Everyone turned out to be better off in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to what Chunt said, and I went to the very top shelf back in the back of the bar, and I got us all shots. Shots for everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a weird smoke coming out of some
hot,
of these.
Hot, hot, hot. These are hot shots.
What is this exactly?
Top shelf.
Top shelf. All right, well.
Top shelf.
All right, I guess to the best security team we were able to get on short notice.
Top shelf, bottoms up.
Ooh, that really...
Yeah, I decided not to drink this, but I still believe everything I said. I
kind of an anisey flavor, right?
Yeah, anisey. Yeah. Very anisey.
Like licorice, but bad.
It's like 60% clove. Ugh.
Yeah.
Prickles the throat.
Yeah.
Prickles my tummy.
And it won't quite go down. It's still kind of pooling in the back of my throat. It feels like I'm just constantly choking.
Just throw it up. Just throw it up.
No. Nope. That's bad luck. That's bad luck to throw up a...
You won't be able to throw it up.
You'll all devour it.
You'll all drink it down.
Usador, what the fuck?
He's doing another scenario. Usador. Someone gets possessed and we... Oh, what do we do? Shit.
Punch him?
Punch him, I think. Yeah, I think we punch him.
I would punch you.
Finally, I'm in a body where I can amass enough power to destroy the entire world.
Okay, weird. Hmm. Anyways, Chunt, do you want to give us a scenario?
Yeah, so, okay, let's see. So, here's the thing. It's intermission at the Wizard Choice Awards, which we all know is the biggest show of the year. Sometimes it's a concert, sometimes it's a dog catching frisbees. Ooh. You never know what you're going to get, right? Here's what I'm going to say.
I should choke you to death, you little animal.
Whoa, hey. Hey!
Oh, wait!
Cut that out! Cut that out!
Your eyes are completely red. What is going on?
Mouse is huge. How's it holding my arm back?
Oh, he's way stronger than he was before. It kind of hurts.
And usually, Usador is so much better at remembering names. Just calling you this mouse.
Yeah, we've been friends for like 7 years.
If I could reach you, human, I would tear your heart out and eat it now.
That voice sounds familiar.
Yes. The volcano, you remember me?
What? You sir, this isn't funny. This is starting to feel a little mean, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Is he doing an impression of me?
No. Chunt, the rules, they're the only thing allowing me to speak through.
You said the word is mine now.
Oh, shit.
Control everything that I
fuck. Security team, fend off Usador. Blemish, will you quickly show me where those drinks were?
Arnie, I cannot fend off Usador because he and I are all the same.
Oh, I just got chills again. What is Momo doing? She sounds so terrible. Well, she sounds terrible from what I can understand.
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
Terrifying and muffled.
Oh, Momo sounds pretty good to me. Look at my muscles.
Chunt. Blemish showed me where he got the drinks. This is going to sound crazy. Remember how we were having Mentus, the mental merchant, suck the Dark Lord's memories out of Blemish?
On this podcast?
Well, I think he served those drinks to everybody. So everybody that drank the shots is going to think they're the Dark Lord?
Oh, no. Well, luckily, it's pulled in the back of my throat. I think my trachea is broken.
Broken. Broken. Everything's broken. And soon you will too,
Earthling. Oh, no. I'm just not sure if this is Emo Chunt or the Dark Lord.
Before I destroy the entire world, I must eliminate these false Dark Lords. There can only be one.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
I was born a darkness.
What? Well, hold on. Time out. What are you saying?
That one Dark Lord is so hard to understand.
It's hard to talk out of a mouth. It kind of...
I know, it's better. There can only be one Dark Lord.
Look, before we all fight to the death, would we not want to see what it's like to...
Kiss?
Have the...
What?
Who said that? Who said
what?
Kiss?
Who's not me?
I was thinking kiss, but of course we would both be thinking the same thing.
I'm not against it.
I was about to suggest the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's all close our eyes.
Are we going to do a four-way so all of our lips will try to meet?
Or yes. Should we do different... Time? Or should we do different pairs of twos?
Before we begin, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
Well, no, you don't fall in love with me.
No, you don't fall in love with me. Forget the whole thing.
Forget it.
I feel like we should be doing something, but I can't stop watching this.
I'm not sure what they want me to do, except get in on this hot action.
Oh, are you also the Dark Lord?
You also the Dark Lord.
A fifth player enters the fray.
I'm just a pair of hot lips ready for action.
I'm back into it. All right, let's do it.
I'm back in.
Well, if we got five, I think we won't be able to come at it from four sides. Someone will have to come up from underneath.
I'll drop from the ceiling.
Sold.
I could transform us all into multi-faced creatures that could all kiss each other at the same time.
Interesting.
Arnie, help.
John, yeah, what? Are you okay?
Help.
Are you coming out of it?
I don't know.
I don't know what you expect me to do.
Arnie, help me out. Arnie, I can't.
Momo, punch something.
Why would I punch something? That I hold so dear, myself.
All right, is this kiss happening or not?
Yeah, let me conjure us so that we each have four faces that can all kiss at the same time. They'll be long and weird shaped. Awesome.
And then we'll kill it. Then we'll kill each other, and there can only be one.
Blemish, this is really bad. We have a bunch of people who think they're the Dark Lord, and most of them are actually really powerful in their own way, so we can't let them get out of the tavern and wreak havoc on the rest of Foon.
Well, you didn't want me on your security detail before, so I didn't get to do any of the scenarios, and now who needs Blemish to save their ass?
Oh, shit.
I feel my faces multiplying. Feels good.
You want to see a magic trick? I'm going to make your lips disappear.
It's a good thing that the Dark Lord is such a narcissist.
Arnie, use the friendship bracer. Call my name and punch me in the stomach.
Oh. Okay.
No, oh, wait, I have to say your name. Say my name.
Chunt.
Oh, Arnie, thank you.
That's right. The friendship bracers make you throw up. You threw up the fluid. Do you feel like it's all out?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. You called my name, I flew to you, and you punched me. Do you think my name is Ching?
That's not your name?
No, maybe at one point. Anyway, thank you.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, that was awful.
Wizard Dark Lord, it's working. But you're making the four faces on my body all face each other, so I can actually have a four-way kiss with just myself.
Yeah, everyone try kissing yourself real quick.
10 out of 10, it's awesome.
Okay, Arnie, I'm going back in. Give me another shot.
No, John, do we have to stop?
Come on, I'm going to miss out.
No, this is really bad.
Fine, okay.
Well, use your bracer on Usador.
Ching! Ching! Usador!
What happened? It was like a dark cloud fell over me. I felt colder than I've ever felt in my life.
Usador, you sucked up a bunch of Dark Lord juice, and you became the Dark Lord.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of Dark Lords having a slumber party. It was super weird.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. I dare you to kiss me.
Yes, four-face, eight-way kiss. Let's do it.
Chunt, do you have a pair of friendship braces for Momo and Crom?
This is awkward. I just made them for us three. I couldn't afford any more.
Yeah, he's repeatedly given away all his money in the last several episodes. He's got nothing.
Probably takes a couple of weeks to make a new pair, I'd assume, if you go to the magical blacksmith. Well, I suppose we'll just have to put these two into some sort of frozen state or a living coffin until we can get the Dark Lord out of them.
We could try to lock him in the basement. That's where we put all our problems that we don't want to deal with.
That's a good idea.
Not cool.
We'll put them in a coffin in the basement.
In a coffin? We can't kill
them. Yeah, one big coffin.
No, you know what's going to happen if we do that.
Separate coffins.
Separate coffins.
Look, let's just put the coffins down there, and if we want to get in, they can. Is that a good compromise?
Will you keep it down? I'm trying to kiss myself. Please.
Please, have some respect.
I'd like to show you the basement over here, where there are more Dark Lords that want to kiss you.
Ooh. Oh, amazing. Cool, I love that, yeah.
But then you'll
awesome.
Have to kill them and be the only one who survives.
Amazing! Your mom would love this. That's my mom.
Wait, what? Are they turning back into themselves, sort of, for me?
Oh, I don't know. I always got in trouble for making out in the basement from my mom. Let's go down.
Well, just keep one foot on the floor at all times.
Okay.
I can't move. I can't get down the stairs. My foot's stuck on the floor up here.
In the basement, leave one foot on the floor. Yeah, I will magically free it here.
Okay.
Magic.
There's definitely still some Crom in there.
I think sort of
the Dark Lord could negotiate going downstairs a little bit better.
Their minds are fighting back, Harney. This is good.
Yeah, we'll just... They'll work it out of their system. It's just memories. It's not really like they've got any power of the Dark Lord.
Guys, the only problem is we don't have a security team for the Wizard's Choice Awards now.
Well, I think you and Chunt could probably handle it.
And...
Eggy Baby, of course.
Thank you.
And Blemish, are you doing anything in the next 6 to 8 days?
Beefing up, getting myself strong.
Okay. Well, I think the three of you are the new security team.
Finally.
The four of us?
The four of you, sorry. It's just an egg. What's it going to do?
Come on, man. I know what he means by beefing up.
Can I read a quick email?
Sure.
This comes from the Patreon. And you can join at patreon.com/magictavern. It's very simple. From Cookie Petals, it says, "Are you thinking on doing another book club?" Are you thinking on doing another book club?
Oh, Arnie, we definitely should, right? I feel like the last one was the Grape
Pride and Prejudice, I believe, was the last one.
That's the first one.
Was the Great Gatsby.
Yes. We should do another. Arnie, what's like a third? Well, you probably haven't read a third book, but what's like another book that, you know, Earthlings love?
Frankenstein?
Ooh.
Ooh. What's that about?
It's kind of like Automaton Constable.
My favorite play. Well, if we don't, if the Wizard's Choice Awards doesn't happen next week, maybe we do a book club instead. Everyone read the book before next week.
Everybody just read every book and be ready for next week.
Good idea.
Better prepared than stupid. Wait, what is this? I just ran down to the basement. There's a sign here. If the coffins are roughin, don't come a noffin.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay. And hey, P.S. The coffins are roughin.
Rough, 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 rough.
Oh no, role play. He likes it rough.
Rough, 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 rough.
They both like it rough. Oh, you sir, that's what they mean. Rafid.
Ah,
They're Rafid.
Curiously enough, I start dry rolfing when I try to make sense of the overarching storyline. I still can't get past how everyone just abandoned the government facility without telling me. How am I supposed to undermine their operations when the communication just isn't there? Weren't they planning some sort of invasion? Did that just get shelved? Like Batgirl? Let me do a quick search while I bang out these credits. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. No surprise there. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Same old, same old. Momo the Human-Sized Mouse was played by Aaron Keefe. Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Frederick. Blemish was played by a pile of discarded laundry in the corner of a public laundromat that has been there so long the owners don't know whether to keep waiting for someone to claim it or set it on fire. Wait, that's wrong. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Dalton R., Yale McHugh, Will Gollahue, Tyler Stoughton, Igor Williams, Stuart Angerer, Liz Campos Frost, Anna Elizabeth Part, Ronan Newman Hammond. Ronan, if you're not creating a park out of clone dinosaurs, you're wasting our time. Brandon O'Neill, Ben Kreischer, Naomi Hatchman, Kat Latve, and Carlos Silva. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, search complete. Thank you, Bing. Wait. According to this, a small military strike team already went through the portal to Foon? What? I was supposed to stop that. I'll have to think more on this while trying on all the outfits everyone left behind in their lockers. Hello, Lincoln's homemade Starfleet uniform.
Ooh, look, coffins.
Okay, should we get in one or push them together, make one big coffin?
Yeah, let's... We could push them together and just see what happens.
Yeah, there's maybe more Momo and Grom in here than we're letting on, right? Or not, or no.
No. This is totally the Dark Lord or whatever.
Yeah, I'm the Dark Lord.
Oh, yeah, this is the Dark Lord. He's making me get in this coffin next to you.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.